We got the music for this episode from Muse Open and the Open Music Archive, and we list it on our website at perfumeontheradio.com. It's all in the public domain. Perfume on the Radio is produced by the Institute for Art and Olfaction, which is a nonprofit devoted to experimentation and access in the field of perfumery, based in sunny Los Angeles, California. I'm Saskia Wilson-Brown, founder of the Institute for Art and Olfaction, and your happy hostess for this episode, which, like all our other episodes, will be archived on perfumeontheradio.com. If podcasts are your thing, you can also download it on a podcast provider of your choice and enjoy it in a location of your choice. This week, I'm daydreaming of listening to it in Oslo in October on the deck of the Astrup Fearnley Museum after having seen Sissel's show and with a nice fancy museum coffee in my hand. Before I sign off on this episode, I wanted to share a little bit about our next show, in which we will be exploring mythical beasts. A whole host of fantastic guests will talk about the smells and tastes of magical, uncanny, or extinct beings, from Bigfoot to fairies, from the Minotaur to mermaids, from Aphrodite to a T-Rex. It's such a good show, and I can't wait to share it with you. In fact, I thought it might be fun to share a little preview now.
You're listening to Perfume on the Radio.
Look out.
Bayana Davis works in the Flavors Department at International Flavors and Fragrance, otherwise known as IFF, and I asked her to explore the tastes of a mythical beast. Here's Bayana.
I want to preface and say that I do not condone the eating of any magical creatures.
Right.
They are rare and deserve protection. But as far as a decadent delicacy go, they are really a gourmand's dream.
Totally.
Also, I wanted to take into account these kind of magical creatures' diets and what I think they would eat, because that would also kind of give some guidance as to what they potentially could taste like and then what they could be paired with for flavor. So I thought about vampires, and who doesn't love a good vampire? So they have a really high plasma-based diet mixed with kind of low shelf stable properties, right? They would actually make for preparation to be really tricky. I think the flavor would potentially fall within something like a veal or an olive wagyu. And I feel like, you know, with vampires' kind of immortal properties, they would allow for these really umami flavors to appear, to taste kind of young and delicate and even supple just for a brief moment. So the flavors I would think to pair with a vampire, of course, garlic.
Right.
But also, I would think of things that are coming from the earth. So, I mean, they are in coffins normally, and they're underground. So things like mushrooms, like the finest truffles and radishes, carrots, and even like rare potatoes, like Russian banana or Adirondack blue, with these high quality, like sages and thymes. And, you know, and fully, a pun intended, on the time, as vampires are immortal.
So vealy, umami, earthy things. It sounds pretty delectable.
Yes, to kind of play off kind of the blood richness, the iron notes that come through.
That was Bayana Davis talking about the flavors she imagines for and of a magical, mythical creature. You just heard about how she would flavor vampires, and you can join us for episode 7 of Perfume on the Radio to learn about how she imagines the taste of fairies and mermaids. She will be joined by Dr. J.W. Dotson, perfumer Lakenda Wallace, artist Boris Rowe, historian Jessica Murphy, perfumer Antonio Gardoni, perfumer Spiros Drosopoulos, and the Institute for Art and Olfaction's own Director of Operations, Minetta Rogers, and the episode airs on April 8th of 2021. And to reiterate her earlier point, neither Bayana nor the Institute for Art and Olfaction encourage the eating of magical beasts. It has been my pleasure to host this show, and I hope you got a lot out of my conversation with Sissel. As always, we will share this episode on our website, perfumeontheradio.com, and if you're curious about us, you can learn more about what we do at the Institute for Art and Olfaction at artandolfaction.com, all spelled out. So I'll see you in a few weeks, and until then, friends, keep it kind, Keep it real and keep it smelly.
What is that? The scent of death?
Perfume on the radio.
You're listening to Perfume on the Radio.
On lookout, FM.